The buzz at a Thursday economic development update in New Hartford in Oneida County was all about Nano, specifically the Nano Center site in Marcy and the neighboring SUNY IT Quad C project. There has been construction activity at Marcy along with signings to approve state funding and more. Mark Reynolds is Senior Vice President of Mohawk Valley Edge, the Economic Development Growth Enterprises Corporation.
We continue to invest in the property. We're relocating a high voltage transmission line with National Grid later this summer. That's been submitted to the Public Service Commission for approval. That's about a $3 million project. We're upgrading the county's sewer line from Marcy to Utica. That's about a $10 million project, which should be bid out around August. There's a lot of permits that we have to still have to get from DOT and the Thruway and such and the DEC, but and so that should be built through 2014. We have a loop road on the site that's been funded. We have a $5 million funding commitment from the state for that. That's in design now.
In 2010, the Citizens Budget Commission awarded its coveted prize for public service innovation to the New York State Center of Excellence in Nanoelectronics and Nanotechnology at the College of Nanoscale Science and Engineering in Albany for creating a world-class nanotech alliance and for moving New York to set a new standard for economic development in the state. Although CBC supports nanotechnology, it released a report earlier this month critical of Governor Andrew Cuomo's tax-free New York proposal. Vice President and Director of State Studies Elizabeth Lynham says New York needs to improve its accountability when it comes to economic development spending.
The state spends about $7 billion through various programs, all with different oversight mechanisms, a veritable hydra of agencies. And to tame this hydra, more effort needs to be made to put proper measurement in place and really take a look at whether these investments make sense and are generating returns for the taxpayers of New York State.
Business people seem to agree that funding nanotechnology is a smart move that will result in major economic benefits later. Again, Mark Reynolds.
The facility in Albany is a university-based research facility, and that has had phenomenal growth and success, largely due to the state investment, but I think perhaps equally so by the private sector's investment in collaborative research, where you bring a number of private sector companies together to work together to reduce the cost of R&D, and then they take their intellectual property back to their home company and further develop it so they have their own product. The state is trying to spread that model to other locations, and one of those locations is going to be the SUNY IT campus for the Quad C facility, Computer Chip Commercialization Center, which is under construction this summer, and it should be available by the end of 2014. So it's, in terms of near-term schedule, the Quad C is the first building that's really going to be built. In terms of a full-scale manufacturing fab, such as what's going on in Malta with GlobalFoundries, we would expect by 2017 or so that there would be one fully operational. They take many years to build.
Reynolds is pushing for the Marcy site to become a research and development hub, a production facility rivaling GlobalFoundries in Saratoga County, enhanced by the fact that the site adjoins SUNY IT's Quad C, or Computer Chip Commercialization Center, currently in the design phase, modeled after Albany's Nano College.
There could be anywhere from 500 to 900 people working in and around that facility, and that would cause bolster the economy, provide added tax base when they buy houses, rent homes, whatever they do. In terms of the long term with the Marcy Nano Center site, our goal is to replicate what's going on in Saratoga County, which is to have thousands of jobs in a semiconductor manufacturing facility.
Reynolds anticipates a spin-off effect, 3 or 4 more jobs generated from every job at the facility. He calls it a definite game changer for Central New York's economic future. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.